But there are no new miracles in feeding a lot of people, reviving the dead, healing the sick. Or maybe there's, you know, there are really, there's a limit to what the miracles can be, probably, right? Today we'd have them raise the stock market 300 points, right, or something. But there are limitations. But all of the miracles of the New Testament are, you know, old-time miracles, altar raid. Right? We know that miracle already. And in the few debates in the Middle Ages where the Jews spoke their mind, there were not many. But the classic debate is that of the Ramban with Pablo Cristiani in Barcelona in 1267. So the Ramban raises this point as a telling point, that he was a Talmud of Rabbi Shua ben Prachia, and he lived at the time of Chanukah, at the time of the Chashmonaim, and therefore the entire story about him later, etc., just cannot be. And, you know, you have to wait to see the movie, I imagine, you know, because there's the videotape. We'll see what went on. It's an unprovable point, but that is the contention, and that's what the Talmud tells us. So that is this Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachia. We'll discuss this much more in detail when we spend one or two lectures discussing the rise of early Christianity, especially amongst the Jewish people. So you have now that Shimon was the Melech and he was the Kohen Gadol. When he took both jobs, that was mark number one against him. Chazal told him in a nice way, they told him, listen, you should be the Kohen Gadol, no question. But that to be a king of Israel requires that you come from the tribe of Judah. Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda u'mechokek mi bein raglo v'ad ki yovo shilo. And therefore they complained to him moderately, nicely, because there was no better man to be the king than Shimon. But they told him it's a bad precedent. You shouldn't take both jobs together. And in general, even if it would not have been for the halacha that requires the king to come from the Shevet of Yehuda, it's not good that in the system of checks and balances which has to exist in every government, it is not good that the same man is the Kohen Gadol and controls the Beis Hamikdash and the Kahuna and at the same time is the Melech. There is no balance. But Shimon felt that the exigencies of the moment, that to him it was a horas shah, it was an emergency decree. Here the country is still not free of the Greeks, it's still under pressures, there are all sorts of intrigues and cabals, his brother has just been killed. He could not see how he could set it up in a different fashion. And therefore he took it as an emergency measure that he was entitled to take on both jobs. He did a second thing, which the rabbis also didn't agree with. The second thing has to do with foreign policy. He made an alliance with Rome. Rome was the new empire on the block. Rome was coming, and he wanted a counterbalance against the Greeks, against the Seleucid Greeks. So he made two alliances. One alliance was with Sparta. Sparta, the city-state in Greece, after the death of Alexander, broke off and became independent again. And since they were fierce warriors, nobody bothered them. He made an alliance with Sparta, and then he made a second alliance with Rome. The alliance with Rome, much as today, provided Rome with a base in the Middle East, gave Rome a place to bring its legion. One Roman legion, the 10th legion, was stationed in Israel. And it remained there the entire time, and as I told you, sooner or later the legion would swallow up the country. And the rabbis knew it, the rabbis opposed the alliance with Rome. The rabbis felt that especially